Bringst du das auf?
Bitte.
Ja.
Aber
ich sag dir gleich nur, dass ich ständig wieder rauskriege, wenn man das Wort halt doof ist.
Ja, okay. So, was, dann hätte ich mir auch Zeit, den Anruf vorzubereiten.
Ja, okay.
Bitte?
Okay. So, good morning, ladies and good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to our second day at DEPCON 5 in Helsinki. This morning I have the pleasure to introduce to you Andreas Trille, mostly known for his work for custom Debian distributions. This time he will tell you something about LaTeX Beamer and how to create nice presentations using this tool. So welcome and good morning.
That is yours.
Yes, thank you. I think basically my task will be to keep you awake in the early morning, and so I hope that this presentation, which is not so very important but nice to have perhaps, will solve this task to get you over the first hours of the day. Well, the reason why I thought it a good idea to make a talk about LaTeX Beamer is I'm quite a stupid user by myself, and I always need some people who just point me to some reasonable programs. And now I want to take over the role and point you to this LaTeX Beamer because I thought it is quite reasonable. I was formerly a quite happy user of Magic Point, and at some point in time I have seen some drawbacks, and I wanted to come over to these drawbacks, and somebody pointed me to LaTeX Beamer, and so I will do the same now for today. Please, the title is Appealing Application Presentations with LaTeX Beamer. This what you see now is not really appealing, but I just want to try to show you some features which are possible, but not always the ones you should do for honest presentations. I have some examples prepared which I want to show you from my own talks. One of them I will show you today in the afternoon, and well, now let's start with the presentation. One nice feature of LaTeX Beamer is it creates a table of contents for you, and here you see what I want to tell you today, why you might use LaTeX Beamer, and I want to give some reason and do a very short competition, a very short overview over the competitions of LaTeX Beamer. But it is quite short, this overview, because I do not really know them exactly. And in the second part, I want to give you some tips. I want to say give you some examples I have used myself. I want to give you some tips for the viewers you can use, and I want also do not hide the problems you will face. So, the first thing is what is the very good thing in LaTeX Beamer? Well, you can use LaTeX. If you are a comfortable LaTeX user, you will be very happy if you don't have to learn something new. You have a clear syntax, you have very good features, you can concentrate on the content of the presentation and not the layout. This is very important if you have such funny what you see is what you get presentation programs. I think you do not really see what you really want, and you just leave the layout to LaTeX, which is really fine and which is always the best idea you can have. Because with LaTeX, you just see what you mean. You mean you have a clear structure of your talk, you have a plan what to do what you talk about, and you should implement your plan and not any layout. We have intelligent computers to do that for you. And the good thing is the presentation will be always readable if you don't do some very dirty tricks. you can often see people doing some tables or whatever with tiny or footnote size texts, and you can't read it from the last row in the auditorium. So LaTeX BMO makes quite sure that people will be able to read what you want to present. It's not obviously at this slide, perhaps because I try to do some funny things. You see on the left side the table of contents. We are currently here in the reason sections, but I think this is a nice feature to have this line. I've show you some other forms of this, and I just choose one I normally do not use in my presentation because I think it's on the right side, it's not the best thing, but just to show you what's possible. And then you have this nice shiny shadings here, the table of contents shades from dark to bright, and the main text from bright to dark. So just playing around. I told you this is not really what you should do, but I'm showing some examples, by the way. Well, one more important thing is LaTeX BMO works on any platform. This was actually the reason why I switched to LaTeX BMO, because when I wanted to have my Magic Point presentation on a Windows computer, which I was forced to, I would fail. And people wanted to have a PDF export from my presentation, and I would also fail with Magic Point. And so I was just looking for a text-based presentation program, and there were other styles like Prosper or HA Prosper, and I had some trouble with it and did not got what I wanted to get. And so I asked on a tech mailing list, and they asked me, why don't you use LaTeX BMO? And I didn't find the answer why I don't use it, so I started using it. So it works with any resolution. You sometimes have trouble and has to reconfigure your X for different BMO resolutions and so, but LaTeX BMO is based on a PDF file, and the PDF viewer can show you any file in any resolution, so you are fine on any hardware. And this is a very big advantage. The stuff you create is easily publishable on the web. Also here, Magic Point would fail. You have to do some tricks to convert it to something else. But with LaTeX BMO, you can just put your presentation into the web as it is, or you compile it with a different style to make it readable in other formats, and so you are quite fine. And this is a very important point. LaTeX BMO has one of the best manuals I've ever seen. It has more than 100 pages, and in principle I could stop the talk here and tell you just read the file manual and I would be ready, because it's very well written and gives also some hints how to do presentations. Not only how to use the program, but some hints how you should give your talk a structure and whatever. And so read this file manual and you will be very happy. Well, contra LaTeX BMO, I don't know, I haven't found any points. So, some funny features: you can make grids and shadings and whatever if you like in your presentation. Please do not use it very often. I just want to show you what you can do. Okay? So, what is Magic Point? It has at first an unknown language. It is quite simple and you can learn it, but I think it's a drawback. And it's hard to publish on the web. I've told you about this. And it has no logical markup. I tried something with defining some styles and whatever, and it worked more or less, but it's not really nice. The only thing I'm missing in LaTeX BMO is you have this nice Magic Point feature that there was an arrow on the bottom of the screen on the last row, which pointed you to the point in time where you are. If you said Magic Point, my talk can last 30 minutes, it's made you a kind of progress bar. And this was a funny feature I'm missing now, but well, the advantages are obviously, and so I just left this program. Then this kind of what you see is what you get, programs like OpenOffice Impress, KPresenter, and whatever there are. Well, I have to admit, I'm personally too stupid to understand these programs. Mm-hmm. Why I'm saying that? Well, they always hide the menu items in the wrong place. I never find the things I'm losing. I try to do some enumeration or itemize environment because I know it from LaTeX and I'm missing it. And I'm always seeking for it and they come up with some styles I do not understand, and if I want to change something, I'm just missing the right entry point, menu entry point. And so, well, it's nothing for me. Maybe it's something for you, then it's fine. I do not want to convince somebody to switch his favorite program, but this is my point, but I do not use it. And what you see is not really what you mean. It is, you just think about something and how it should be layouted, and then put it on some slides, but it's not the clear structure you mean and you have in mind for your presentation. So, as I said, you are missing the functions in the menu. And the funny thing is you can mark some sections of your slides and move them around, and they are placed in any position, and they sometimes are not in the right place and move around on the presentation, but you can't not stop them, and so I just don't understand it. It might be faster if you try to draw some sketches. So LaTeX Beamer uses some kind of, you might know PS Tricks from LaTeX, and it has some comparable implementation how to do some sketches and drawings. It is called PGF. And I will show you some examples, which are in the beginning a little bit harder to learn. But if you got comfortable with this style of making drawings by just giving coordinates and telling LaTeX where to point arrows to, it becomes very easy to use. And so it's a kind of starting hurdle you have to take. And then using PGF is, from my opinion, easier than just moving images around with a mouse. So I just want to tell you something about different styles you can use with LaTeX Beamer, and for this purpose I just try to point you to some presentations of mine, and I now start the video recording. If it works, it is fine, and if not, we try to go without it. I have some problems with my laptop here. I see only the screen you are seeing as well. I have to be fast here in this place, because I have to switch this off. So, this is a funny recording stuff, and I hope it works. So, back to the presentation. I want to show you my talk I will have three times later. Well, this is kind of source code of my presentation, and the funny thing on the top is if you use XPDF in full screen mode in my presentation, you have the remaining lines, the scroll bars and so, are on the screen below. So I'm switching around for the screens here. Maybe you see it here. Here was my presentation, and you are on this screen, and so you have this line. Don't be confused by this. So a presentation starts normally like this. You have a document class, so this beam was a little bit hard to see. My choice was to take a dark background to have the code printed bright. And here you say have all the ways to define a theme. Well, it is basically LaTeX Beamer comes with some beams called after some cities where the talk was given, and Schirke is a very small village near my hometown, and I used it for this talk. I defined it myself, and I'm just switching right into the talk, show you something I think which could be used. I'm used some table which is a little bit more advanced, and I want also show you something like this, which I've like very much. If you switch sections, you always get a point in time of your presentation which refers to the table of contents. This table of contents stuff is very nice. You have only put one line into your code, and then you get always, if you enter a new section or subsection, this overview, and the auditorium becomes informed where you are. Also here I pointed you to this table of contents bar, and here you can see the new switch. If I switch back, you are here, and now we are in this place. So if random people come into your talk in the middle of the talk, they immediately know where you are, and I like it this way. I hope you can see that the other points which are not active are grayed out here. I'm not sure if you can see it in the last row. It is a nice thing to have. So, just back to the code. This is what I wanted to say. This was a more or less technical example. I had in the technical example, for my opinion, I have this line. I have some logo plays on the slides, and you have the slide so-called frame title on the top bar. It's kind of a technical impression. So then you can have kind of moderate talk for not so technical interested people, which I do in my Debian Med talk. Let's see this is a place. I just used a different theme. It is called Wernigerode. This is a city I'm living in, and it looks completely different. I have here not the table of contents bar on every slide, because it's not so important for this purpose. Instead, I have some footline with the title of the talk, the slide, the current slide number, and if I switch forward, you can see some funny slides, and so people also know when to wake up. If you reach the slide 19 or 20, you should wake up to don't miss the next talk, and so this is a different kind of talk. And you can just switch the layout by just changing one line, just change the theme of your talk, and you're ready. So this was a moderate talk, and you can do some kind of entertaining talk. I used it for the Linux talk. I tried to make a presentation for, well, newbies, free software newbies, which should be attracted by, well, more or less funny stuff. And so I chose a funny title, Knowledge, Power and Free Beer, and the layout was more or less like this. I put a beer symbol on the top, and, well, made some funny images. And now here you come to some other advanced features of the LaTeX Beamer style, because you can have image masks. This image would look fine also on a blue background or whatever, because everything which is white here is just masked. And here you have to be careful. Then if we come to different presentation programs, it doesn't work in everything, in every presentation program. I will come back to this talk later on. Well, I learned to use or to reuse some slides of the talks, and so I found it very very nice to use some scripts. I'm Ruth all the time. I have put a link behind this example scripts, and there you find my very, very simple, and you should not look at it, but it just worked. The script moves or compiles the text file into a presentation like this, and then I have another script. It is called Beamer Handout, which makes handouts, because it's a little bit boring if you print every page on the printer where just a single item is added. This makes no sense, and this is suppressed in the handout script. So that's why I use additional script for this. And it is very a very good idea if you have some kind of input directory for your private styles, themes. And I also have some slides which are common between different talks. I put them in this input directory and I just include these slides. It is very easy to use, and I would suggest to do it like this. And also I have an image directory because I'm reusing some images for different talks. So this is the main idea. Just don't copy anything in your talks. Just input and reuse the stuff. Now for the viewers. Well, many people try to use GPDF or KPDF depending from their preferred graphical user interface. I had problems with both of them. They are not properly using full screen mode, or they switch to full screen mode but scale the slides not well. So I did not fiddle around very much with them. Perhaps some of you know how to avoid the problems. I would advise you to use XPDF with a minus full screen option. The minus full screen option just does what I showed you before. It makes the presentation full screen, and the sliders and whatever are outside, if I switch to the workspace to the right, you can see here this bar from these sliders. Okay. What not works in XPDF are animations. You can do some animation to get some text moving inside the presentation, or crispy shining up. I think this is not a disadvantage, because using animations very much is not a good style. It's just showing off what nice features your presentation program has, and so I would not advise to use this. But sometimes you need animations. For instance, I have an animation in one of my talks I want to show you in this Freebeer talk. Here, you need an animation. This progress bar to demonstrate the problem of the patterns, and this only works in Acrobat Reader 7. I'm sorry, it's non-free, but it works not in other viewers. You should be aware that this might be a problem. The code for this animation is also somewhere. Well, no, it's here's the code for the presentation. And now we come also to a little introduction into PGF. You can set colors and rectangles, and what you want to do, you can check the code in the manual, and it's easy to understand. Here's just an example. If you want to have a look at it, it is all everything in the web. And the interesting thing here is visible at slide 3 is the third part of the progress bar, and visible on slide 4. This is the syntax how to use animations. And this is an interesting thing, but as I said, it works only in Acrobat Reader. So no animations for XPDF. You have no image masks. I showed you the image of this fish dealer from Asterix and Obelix, and it will only work also with Acrobat Reader, because if you have some difference than a white background, it would look ugly in XPDF, or in the GPDF and KPDF, it's no difference. Sometimes you are missing fonts with XPDF. If your box is not really good installed, then it might look a little bit ugly. And you have some shading problems. Well, the intention of... of this slide was, you have a shading from in the basic layer from bright to dark in blue, and the code is written so that this bar in the bottom and on the top is a shading from right to left. And this shading is only possible in Acrobat 5. Acrobat 7 has the same bug as XPDF. So you have to find out what's the best thing. It's not important, so you see, but if you want to use all features, you are sometimes bound to some viewers. Well, feel free to file bug reports against XPDF. We have the source. We haven't in Acrobat Reader and can't fix their stupid bugs. So, Acrobat 7 is, believe it or not, a non-free software which I use mostly because it is most feature complete for Acrobat, for the LaTeX Beamer. If you are advocating only free software, just go for XPDF and cope with the drawbacks I mentioned above. But it has also some problems, the shading problem I showed you. Acrobat 5 has not this shading problem, but it has problems with transition, so you find drawbacks for every viewer, you just should know them and you will be fine. Well, regarding images, well, as I said, it's a little bit different, a little bit more hard to work with than in this what you see is what you get presentations. And you have to know that you have get transparency only if you have an image mask. And the first time I had to struggle 2 days with an image mask I created with GIMP. GIMP is fine, you can say, well, this is a grayscale image, it'll do anything, but and the first point I tried, GIMP created a file type which was gray minus something, I do not remember, and this did not work. And so I found out after 2 days that I have to convert this image which was exported by GIMP with convert, and convert is it back, and then you get this 8-bit grayscale. And this is exactly what you want and exactly what works. So if you come to the point in the manual where it talks about image masks, make sure that if you say file, my mask, whatever, that this 8-bit grayscale comes up and not something else. It is hard to find out if you don't know it. So another problem in the talk is that you can point and click to these things. If I point to examples, I'm not really in the example slides because the example slide is a little bit later here. And so it doesn't point to the right slide. Yeah, it's also the wrong slide. And the problem is, it seems to be a problem with the Debian TTEC package. There's a bug report. These links point to the relevant bug report. The first one is a bug report, and the second one is the reason which is given in the LaTeX Beamer list. If other people who are not using Debian compile this file, this works. And the reason is that there are some styles are different, and there are 10 differences or whatever. I was not able to verify. And people told me with the TTEC 3 packages in experimental, it would work, but it didn't work for me. So be aware of this problem. It is no real problem if you don't want to switch forth and back in your presentation using this one. But if you want to do it, you must know it will not work. Please tell me if somebody would find a solution for this problem. I would be happy if I would know it. So, and then my advice is make a nice slide for discussion time. Well, I take mostly a picture of my own and put the link to the talks on it. So if you want to have this presentation, you can get just to my talks page, or you do not even know to write down this link. Just Google for Andreas Tille presentation or talks or whatever, and you have a nice table where you can see all my talks, including this one. So if you have questions, I can answer this question, or I can show some other things, how I use some images or whatever. So it's you for you to decide. We have just a birth of a feather, not a real talk, so just ask me or tell me what I should show you. Yep.
I think the lack of animations in any of those packages is a very, very positive thing.
Yeah.
Because marketing people tend to abuse, and then you go sometimes to a presentation and
yeah.
then you're just
yeah.
looking at the presentation and not listening to the person that is talking and explaining what you have to read there. So it's not a... It's not a real drawback.
I think you should be very, very sparse with animations, but sometimes you need them. For instance, with this progress bar. If you want to show this, you have to either call it in an external program or whatever, but there are some few reasons which is nice to have. So, but don't let the text fly into the slide or whatever. I think this is stupid and it's not very good style. Any more questions?
Is it possible to include audio in the...
Yes, it is. Just
repeat the question.
Is it possible to include audio in the presentation? Yes, it is. I would like you to read the manual because I can't say it on my own. I don't know, but you can call external programs and then you can call an external audio playing program and it will work. It is described in the manual. Yes, next question.
Will math mode formulas be scaled correctly?
Yes. It is. You can do everything you want to know. You had to be aware that the space which is available not so large as it is on a sheet of paper, but you will see it, and everything you can do in Tech is possible here. You can even use PS tricks, but it is not suggested to use PS tricks because this PGF works better with LaTeX Beamer. And so, if it is not necessary, but in most cases it is not, and then you can do everything you want. Yes?
You were saying that you can execute external programs. Can you get X programs to come up in your presentation?
Yes, you can. You can do some XAs or whatever. I sometimes like I want to repeat the question. The question was, can you bring up external X applications? And so, for instance, I use sometimes XAs to make people aware where I'm moving the mouse around. And this is very funny, and because the Windows people do not know XAs, and they are very, very happy if they see them. So it's a nice idea to get them following the mouse pointer. Any further question? So I just suggest to move forward to one of my talks which contains some little images. Here, this was the example for the animation. I'll show it again. So if I go to this slide, it just works. And this is a reasonable example for an animation. And now I try to find, here's the effect that you can't point to the right place, but no problem. I try to explain newbies what is a Linux distribution, and they always ask me, well, you told me Linux would be free of charge, but if I go to the software store, I have to pay money. It's no difference to Windows. And so to explain these people what they are charged for. So. And I try to explain, well, this is a happy user who just bought a new computer. And here, Fred, well, I can get an operating system for free, downloads it from the web and installs it on the computer. It's fine. And you need a graphical user interface. With Windows, it is included here, you need it extra, okay? The user installs it on the computer. Then he needs a web browser and an email program. And you see on his smile, it is not so happy as before, because it needs a new user at least one day to do this stuff, and one day earning no money but just installing a computer, it costs money. Then he wants to have a nice office program, and he goes to the internet, installs it on his computer. Then perhaps some people might use some good quality typesetting program, and so goes to the internet, installs on the computer. And if the user wants to have an image manipulation program, he can go to the internet and installs it. And you see the smile changed into a not so happy user, because it took me 2 days to come to this place. And if the user proceeds and wants to have a web server or database server. So the user says, what the fuck is it? I spent three days to install my computer. I have not to pay any money, but I lost the money I would earn in 3 days. So the alternative is, and this is now the style, you can use PGF. You can just reuse all these arrows pointing around and tell them to point to a new place, not to the computer as on the slide before, but just put it to a different place. And this is kind of fun, and you would have would need a certain time to do it with your what you see is what you get program. At least me would use a certain time. So the sense is just pay for this 3 days of working time and install a distribution on your computer. So the user is happy, and for this happiness he has to pay some money, and this explains people, or this is the reason why I have to pay for Windows and pay for the service, not for the code. And people learned it. And if you have some time, I also show you how it works in Debian. Debian is replacing this box you have to pay for, but here it's a little bit different. We have we can put Debian for free on the computer, and the funny thing is we have no company which builds this distribution, but we have single people. For every program, a certain maintainer is responsible, and they do it for free because they do it for their own purpose and not to get money. So you can explain what Debian is. You can explain what you are doing yourself. It's quite easy. And this is a special slide. I do not want to explain. I explained Debian. And well, here's I forgot. There is an additional bug in Acrobat Reader, because if you are using a mask, image mask, as I did on the beer above, then the color of the pictures you include is changing. So this is very colorful, but the original image isn't so colorful. So be aware of this effect and leave out the image mask if you want to avoid it. This is a further hint or trick. And my last slide is how to explain custom Debian distributions. Oh, sorry. If a new user comes to install Debian, he finds 15,000 packages. For a new user, who would have to read 15,000 package descriptions, he would need more than 3 days to understand, or he wouldn't even understand what this description mean. And so this user would not be happy if he installed Debian. And so we could give the user some helping hands, because if the user is a schoolboy, we just have a method to concentrate on the very important thing. He has just got some kind of class which just focus him on Scholar Linux, or if the user is some medical expert, you can have this focus on Debian Med, on the confusion, the initial confusion on the Debian package pool is solved by this custom Debian distributions, and this is how I try to explain my colleagues what I'm doing in my spare time. So, well, this is possible with Slartic Beamer. Feel free to have a look at the code and ask me if you have any questions. So there do not seem to be any more questions.
Actually, yeah, there is one. I just tried to find the code on your website. It's unlinked, is it?
Yes, I have a talks page, and every talk is linked to in a table. And I have on the left menu frame a hint how you can get the code. It's not very comfortable, I admit, but if you have problems, just send me an email and I will show you how to find it. It's not so, but most users do not really care about the code, and so I did not make much effort to make it very easy available, but everything is there. Okay. So I think I can start stop the recording and hope that the final